A lot of people might feel like when they hear messaging mastery or messaging that sells and that sort of thing, they think like, what if I'm not good at this? Like, what if I am not able to stand out because the market is crowded, right? But the truth is, right, you don't need to be perfect at creating content. This is the thing I want you to know. This is the game changer. You don't have to be perfect at creating content. You just need messaging that resonates and creates a deep desire in your audience to work with you.
Welcome to Messaging for Impact, a podcast hosted by Queenette Wobodo, founder of Profitable Coach Institute. Queenette guides you on growing your business and sales confidence. Join Queenette as she dives deep into the world of messaging mastery, helping you attract the right audience, enroll paying clients, and create a lasting impact with your message. Get ready to enroll the right fit clients effectively and efficiently, while still having plenty of space in your calendar for family and fun. It's time to transform your messaging and generate clients on demand. And remember, you are an unstoppable queen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another amazing episode. Today, we're going to have a really good conversation. We're going to talk about messaging that sells. So, how to attract high caliber coaching clients in 30 days. As the year is winding down and we're wrapping up, looking forward to 2025, I wanted to really give you an episode that you can use if you're not in your rest period to push through to the end of the year and really get 2025 started on a good note. Okay. So, everything you do the late on these last few days is going to help to set you up really, really well for 2025. So let's get right into it. But first, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had a really good time here as a family. We finally got our tree. So that's really cool. And so we're looking forward to Christmas. As you know, Christmas is my birthday. If you didn't know, I was born on Christmas. So it's always, December is always fantastic. Like it's always a good time around here is always celebratory. We go all in with the decorations and I keep saying kids. I mean, they are kids, but you know, I have an 18-year-old now. But they still enjoy it. Everybody still enjoys like, the soups, just like all the feels of holidays. They all enjoy it, and I enjoy it too. I love it. Like we play Mariah Carey's Christmas track is always in the background. I played in the car. I know, and I started playing it actually before Thanksgiving. So it's just those vibes. I do love Christmas. I do love. I remember there's a time I didn't love Christmas, but that's for a different episode. But yeah, I am thrilled, and that's when I was younger, and all that stuff. But so let's just get right into this episode. So today's going to be really good. You may need a notebook or whatever. So I want to go into some like tangible things that you're going to be able to do in terms of attracting higher caliber clients. Okay. One of the things I really believe in, especially as a coach, if you want to transition from your 9 to 5 and essentially fill up your coaching business, one of the things that is the fastest path, one of the things that I did when I was a school counselor, a high school counselor, is that I chose the high ticket route because for me, and if I don't know if you're this way, doing things that are effective, that are high quality, like just works for me because that's what I like. Like I like for example, like when we go out to eat, if when we do go out, I want a good eating experience. So for me, the experience matter. I like high quality things, right? So high ticket, I've always seen high ticket as high quality, like give me a great experience, give me an effective outcome. Like for example, I have a client who's doing so good right now. She has a brand new offer that she just put out and she's literally booking consults for her offer. Let me say this again. So from zero, we created an offer. I would say we made her offer that she had significantly better, right? And then we tweaked her messaging. And now people are booking consults on her calendar. So there's a difference between, you decided to get coaching and you got some information, but there's no output. There's no tangible results that you're getting from that. And so with this client, and this is what I say all the time, is that you can like people can play on social media, or you can just get the results. So the reason why, again, I love high ticket is because if you're results oriented like me, because I don't want to waste my time. Like I have children, I have a husband, I have a whole life. I love to go to the gym. I love to relax. I like to watch my shows, right? So I just want to like enjoy myself. So if I'm going to do work, I want to do work that's effective, right? If you're anything like this, lean in. This is the episode for you. Like, let's just get to it, right? So she's my client is getting consults booked, moving them from hearing her on the internet, reading her posts, watching her videos, whatever, to booked consult, which means clients are moving along. Those are like indicators that things are working. Indicators that your messaging is moving people, right? Which is what messaging is all about. Thus the podcast name, Messaging for Impact. Okay. So let's get right into it, right? So I just thought that was really important to say in terms of like the things that we're going to talk about are not things that are like theories or what I think might happen, right? These are things that are actually happening and that will significantly just change the outcomes that you're having. Okay. It will increase the caliber of clients that's coming to you, but more importantly, it will make people come. That's the piece, right? Is that you want people to come. You want more clients to sign up. You want them to say yes, right? So the work that you're going to do in your messaging is going to create that outcome. Okay. So we're going to talk about some really good things. So if you've ever felt like you're stuck trying to attract clients who value your work and people who are already ready to pay, then this is definitely the episode for you. Because it's a concept called the deep desire effect that we're going to get into. And it's all about how to make sure that your message is consistently attracting higher caliber clients, right? In 30 days, like that's messaging mastery program. That's literally the program promise. And that's literally what we do. And so you'll see testimonials all over about that, right? So let's go right into it. So the problem is this, right? A lot of people might feel like when they hear messaging mastery or messaging that sells and that sort of thing, they think like, what if I'm not good at this? Like, what if I am not able to stand out because the market is crowded, right? But the truth is, right, you don't need to be perfect at creating content. This is the thing I want you to know. This is the game changer. You don't have to be perfect at creating content. You just need messaging that resonates and creates a deep desire in your audience to work with you. Let me say that again, right? You do not need to create perfect content. That's what people don't realize. So like sometimes you might see a typo in my content. I might like trip over my words. I might talk too fast. I might say like no one's expecting perfection from myself or for you from you, right? But what this is the game changer. I want you to really lean in when and hear me when I'm saying this, right? What they want, right? Your messaging needs to resonate and create a deep desire in your audience to work with you, right? So those are just two different things. So the deep desire effect, how it works, right? How I teach it, right? Is a messaging methodology, right? That connects your audience at a deep emotional level and a practical level. So they need both. They need the emotional and the practical level, right? It's about helping them feel understood. And you show them how you can solve their problem. So when people feel understood and you show them how you can solve their problem, they value that really, 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 really high, right? So a lot of times in the messaging, people do not feel understood. And so they feel like you're talking, sometimes the content is talking above their head, right? So they feel like, I mean, I get it, but that's above my head. Like, so you're talking like, let's say doctor talk, right? Or a psychologist speaking like over your head, right? But what people are looking for is to feel understood. Okay, so that's so important. So when you start implementing the deep desire effect, what you're gonna notice is that clients start feeling like they feel like you see them, like you get them. So that creates an emotional connection. Okay, so keep that in mind. Whenever someone feels seen and understood, that's what creates an emotional connection. You know, sometimes they're like, I want my audience to resonate with me. I want them to resonate with me. I want them to like feel connected. In order for someone to feel connected to you, right? They have to feel seen and understood by you. Think about like an emotional, like a romantic relationship, right? When you feel seen and understood, that's when you feel like, oh, I guess we're building something really good here. I guess we're getting more connected. That's the point, right? If you want connection, You have to feel, if you want them to feel connected to you, well, help them feel like you see them. Help them feel like you understand them. Okay? So that's what builds the emotional connection. So that's very, very important when you're sharing your message. So instead of trying to think, I have to be perfect when I create message, think, how can I make them feel like I see them? How can I make them feel like I understand them? Another thing, right, is that when you're doing this, right, when people feel connected to you, it also builds trust. When you're helping people on when you show people that you understand them, it builds trust, and it also moves you into the expert category because it feels like, whoa, how did you know that? You don't know me, but you know that, right? So if you're listening to this podcast, right, I'm very, very clear on who my ideal client is. So if you're listening, you're like, Queenette really gets the issue I'm having with my messaging, right? It's because I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, so, and I know my ideal client, so I know how to relate to you. So that's what they're looking for as well. Whether you're writing it, whether you're speaking it, well, no matter what form you use, right? Because the platform doesn't matter as much as the messaging matters, right? You can use whatever platform you want, whether you're saying it, you're typing it, you're speaking it, is a video, audio, it doesn't matter. Is do they feel seen and understood by you, right? Because that creates trust, it builds trust, and you are seen as the expert, which then gives you credibility. So a lot of times, right, a lot of people are like, I don't have 150 testimonials. Well, the thing is, right, you don't need 150 testimonials. You need to be able to clearly articulate the value your work could create in a client. Let's say you have zero testimonials or one testimonials or two. So a lot of times, some of the things that you think is getting in the way is not really the real thing. It's not, I don't have 100 testimonials that some of my clients will say something like, well, I don't have a lot of testimonials that's about the new offer. And it's like, no, your messaging will bring those first few clients, then the next few clients, and the next few clients, and then the testimonials start coming in. All right. So another thing too is when you like clients feel seen, clients feel understood, right? Potential clients, right? And you start building this trust and credibility, right? Then they are feeling the motivation to take action. Case in point, my client that I talked about before with this brand new offer, and her offer is amazing. I can't wait to talk to her more. Hopefully, I'll interview her probably. What's happening is that now they're motivated to take action, which is why she's getting booked consults, right? So she's following this deep desire effect is something that we went all the way in, like inside my program. I break this down into like, I think it's like seven pieces, right? So what happens, right, is you know how you're like, oh, people are not motivated. If you ever had the thought that, how come people don't want to change? How come people aren't motivated? How come people don't want to buy? That's not what's happening. What's happening is that, right, in order to create, that's why it's called the deep desire effect. In order to get somebody to move and take action, there has to be a motivation that they're motivated by. Okay. So that's the thing. So the deep desire effect helps you create that motivation, which is why my clients within 30 days, people are moving because it's by design. That's what it's designed to do. So what ends up happening is they attract higher caliber clients who are ready to pay. Their increase in their engagement, which I don't really like as a metric, to be honest, especially if you're a high ticket coach, because a lot of times the people that buy are looking for solutions. So they'll DM you, they'll book a consult. They're not always commenting. This is the hardest thing for people to kind of get over is just this idea that because they don't see a lot of comments, right? I always tell my clients, like, I know when you start changing, when they switch over to like marketing the way I show them to mark, when they switch over to marketing the way I advise them to market or suggest them to market, and they start doing like this deep desire post, the bridge post, and all these things, right? You're going to notice that higher quality people are reaching out to you, and those higher quality people are not playing on the internet. Not that we're playing, but they're not playing because you know why? When someone is trying to make a buying decision, they're serious about the buying decision. These are thousands of dollars that's on the line, right? So they're looking to see, okay, is this a real thing? Does this make sense? So if somebody's in the, think about when you're trying to make a serious purchase, right? You're not playing around. You're trying to look into the specifics to see, okay, does this make sense for me where I am right now? Is this really going to help me make a change, right? They're doing the same thing. So if you don't see them liking and commenting, all this other behaviors that people think is going to create sales, that's okay. Did you do your job? This is, I always tell my clients, put your head down, just do this for 30 days. That's literally like, put your head down, do this for 30 days. Put your head down, do this for 30 days. Forget what you see on the internet. Put your head down, do this for 30 days. And then when they start getting these reach outs, people, higher quality clients are booking consult. The people that do DM them are very serious. They're asking about their program. Now, can I have a coffee date and all this random stuff, right? And they're not getting messages from people who don't know what they do. That's not, for me, I don't know about you, but when I first started, that was actually quite annoying. Like when people would message me about random stuff, I'm like, how did what I posted online suggest to you that I do this? Like, you know what I mean? It was such a big disconnect. But what you'll notice, right, is that there will be increased engagement. But in the DMs, yeah, some people might like it or whatever, but the engagement might mostly be people asking you questions in your DM. So I want you to kind of be open for that kind of change, as opposed to like they gotta like and comment and all this, thing. I don't look for that. That wouldn't be one of the lead indicators that I would look for. I would look for book consults, messaging about the program specifically. You'll notice like they're messaging you about your program. About when are you open? Are you taking clients? It's such a different feeling. And so that's how you know you're in the right track. And then the last thing is like, these are shorter so that like you convert leads into clients shorter and faster. Only because the level of clarity that you speak from now makes it easy for someone to make a decision. Let me say this again, right? So what happens when someone is not really clear about how you can help them is that their brain is going through a puzzle. Their brain is going through like a maze. Like they're trying to figure out, okay, this sounds good. It's kind of like what I need. I'm not sure. So they're doing this ping pong in their brain. When you think you sound clear, they're still not clear. And so what happens is that's why they feel like they're on the fence. They like you and they're on the fence. So if you have people on the fence, it's not because you've probably met up two criteria. Like they like you, they know you, but trust comes with money. And so the trust piece needs clarity. And when you get that clarity, boom, you'll see that, boom. That's why like when people come, the reason why we can convert those into sales is because they've been nurturing people for a long time. They got the know, they got the like, they don't have the trust. And so messaging mastery, the program is designed to convert those people who are ready to pay. We need to make sure that they trust you. And that's why I make my clients literally like, just put your head down, do this for 30 days. Even though the program is 90 days now, do this for 30 days straight. The 90 days is to make sure that they don't break the habit. So you repeat over and over and over again. Within 30 days, you're getting clients. The 90 days, you're literally repping. It's like I'm trying to train the behavior of. Like, and I am saying train, don't take it personal. I'm Nigerian, so sometimes we use the word train, but just really I'm trying to get the practice, probably a better word. Trying to get the habit, probably better than that, is the habit of like just deciding that you're a high ticket, that you're a high ticket, meaning high value, not just like, oh, I'm gonna put a price tag on it, but not deliver. So it's like getting used to the fact that high ticket just means that you're selective, right? And that your stuff is good, and trust that you post good quality things, and that great clients come from that, right? So it's like delayed, like just do the work that creates the result that you want, and that's pretty much the best way I can say it, right? So then, what happens when you do this, right? Is like think of like this whole desire effect that you create with from your messaging. Once you choose it, is like it creates a bridge. It's like your messaging starts acting like a bridge where your audience is like, oh, okay, I get it. This is what I'm struggling with, and this is what they can help them with. Oh, cool. It's like a light. It's like, okay, oh, like they get the epiphany, like, oh my gosh, like I was confused. Now I see what she's saying. Now I get it. Again, that's why the people that were on the fence join. Like you push them over the trust factor. Now they can trust you. And trust equals money. Like, trust is the money piece, right? They know you, they like you, but trust is like, oh, you're saying I should pay. I need to trust you. In order to trust you, you have to show me something that makes sense. And so that's like that. The whole epiphany is like, oh, I didn't realize this, right? That's why And within 30 days, the people that have been watching Circle and you've been nurturing for years, they say yes because you finally met the third requirement. Okay. And then the thing about the deep desire effect also that really that I really love about it is just like it's an invitation, right? It's an invitation to something better, to something more effective, to something that will work for them. And it's just more compelling. When someone knows that they're in good hands, they are compelled. You don't have to convince them. You don't have to strong arm them. You don't have to be pushy. They feel the internal compelling feeling, which is the motivation to take the action piece. Does that make sense? So this becomes an inside job. They sell themselves because you're clear. Like, it's just the thing is, right? Just make your goal to be super clear and specific, right? And then obviously I have ways that I've taught people to do that, but that's literally what I'm getting. I want you to practice, make it a habit. Okay. All right. So when you implement this, one thing you can expect, right, is now, again, great inquiries. That's one thing I like. Like, okay, so let me just be transparent. Like back in the days, right, when I used to get these inboxes from people. I used to look, mostly, especially on Facebook, right? So I was on Facebook more. I used to look and I'm like, I don't think that this is my ideal client. Now, not to judge, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, you just know when someone is just not your ideal client. But now, with once I switched over, right, what you can expect is like people who sometimes you might think that are. So here's the thing, right? One thing I want you to wrap your mind around is that. You can help people at different levels, no matter what level you think you're at. As long as you have the skills, right? You can help them, right? And so what you'll experience is like you might feel like when you start seeing the new clients that are reaching out to you, you're gonna say, at first, you might be like, wow, okay. You know, you might be, but those are the clients that are paying for great solutions, they're ready to buy because they are ready for the action, they're ready to take the action, they're ready to change, they are ready. So you will see they look ready. And I hate to say that because it doesn't sound, there's no way for me to say what I'm saying. Like, I there's no cleaning it up. You get what I'm saying. And I don't mean to be, you know, rude or anything, but I know you know what I'm saying, right? And so you get the right caliber clients, is my point. And that's the point of this, like, is to get higher caliber clients. And I don't mean higher caliber clients, like, something that's above you. No, higher caliber clients are clients who your offer is designed to help. Literally, is a match, and you can get them results because they have the pieces in place for you to do the work you have to do. That's just what I mean. Okay. All right. So, one thing you're gonna notice that these people, when they come, these new caliber, these higher caliber clients, they're not second guessing you, asking you questions, like almost feeling like, oh, like, are you sure? They don't talk like that. Your messaging has done the heavy lifting for you, right? So when they're coming, notice they are asking questions about your program. They're asking questions about the solution you talked about. They're asking questions about your method. They're asking questions, and I hate to say that, makes sense, right? So that's the difference, right? So you'll see that. You'll literally see that. I remember when I left my 9 to 5 when I was a counselor. I had no idea how to like position myself as the expert. Like my message was vague. I was like, oh, you know, it was so vague. Like now in hindsight, like it was so vague. I thought I was clear. So I wasn't connecting with the right people. So of course, you know, the wrong people came. So when I again switched things around and started talking to the right caliber clients, I was like, oh. So what you'll notice is that, well, I used to think that business was hard. It's not that business is hard. It's just that you just develop a skill set that makes this outcome better, right? So like my client, she created, we refined her offer. It feels like brand new. That's why I keep saying new, but we significantly refined her offer. We really rebuilt it. Created messaging to match that offer. And then guess what the third piece is? Match that offer with the ideal client and only spoke to that person. You'll see me, I say this like 100 times. Over and over again, and only speak to that ideal client. Only, like, only, only, only. And this is like, again, that's why I do the 90 days, right? Because it's like a habit I want you to form of only speaking to your ideal clients. Just a discipline of only doing that. Now, will people a little bit outside of that come? Yes. But the majority of people that will come are a certain way. Like, you're gonna love them. These are already ready people. They're focused, they're intentional because you are. They want results. They're very driven by like things being effective, not things that are gonna waste their time, right? So you're going to meet your match and you're going to love coaching them. They take action, they move, right? They're not, oh, dwelling and spinning around in circles forever and ever. Yeah, they might have some confusion, but they're open to the clarity that comes from they're open and ready for the help. And you can see them. They're wanting the help, right? And when they come, they're very like it's just chef's kiss. Like, that's what you're looking for. And so you get to have that once you decide that, you know what, let me lean into being more intentional about what I'm posting, right? And my messaging. Again, if you want your messaging to have the impact that you want it to have, it just has to be a little bit on the intentional side. Okay. So there's something like, so the deep desire is the information like that you're creating, right? But the bridge post is like, that's like a five-step process that's super easy that allows you to create the deep desire effect, right? So the deep desire effect is what we create inside of the emotions, the feelings, and everything is a deep desire for them to buy. But the bridge post is the actual post, right? So whether you say it, you record it, or whatever. So what the key points of the bridge post, right, is identifying what's the pain point? Like, what is the ideal client experiencing? Right, like in this case, messaging is a really, really big deal for the coaches that I work with. What their messaging is simply not clear. They feel like their message is cluttered, it's confusing, it's all over the place sometimes. Sometimes they've come back from a business break or a sabbatical, and they're coming back in after feeling exhausted and burned out, like things not working out in the past. So they're coming back feeling like, am I an imposter? You know, like, have I been flaky? Like, how do I just come back? And I'm just like, yeah, taking a business break is not, it doesn't take away from anything that you've done. You just come back with amazing messaging, right? Which is what we did with another client, right? She was on a business break, came back again, picked up where she started, but it was even better because now, because the thing is, we think that people are watching our every move. I'm sure they noticed that she wasn't there, but when you come back and your message is sharp, it just looked like you went on a vacation, you came back, and now you're like, boom. Like, it's just like, boom, where did this come from? But it's such a solid message that they don't blink an eye. They're looking like, whoa, what's this all about? You know what I mean? And so you're just back in it without having to do this long explanation that people want to do all the time. It's like they don't need that. People are so busy in their life, all they're looking for is the solution. The question is, do you have a solution for me? Talk to me, connect with me. What are you saying? Right? That's what they're looking for. So sometimes I think we're so much in our head concerned about what we think people are thinking, blah, 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 blah. We're missing out on the fact that people just want help. Do you have something that you can help them with? Right? So again, those, what are the pain points that you help your ideal clients with? What are the desires that they want? What do they actually want, right? And so those are like some of the highlights, right? So the pain point, the desire, and we just craft it into this beautiful symphony, and that creates the deep desire effect, right? So let me see, anything else to say here? So yeah, that's it. That is the main thing that I teach in messaging mastery is how to create a deep desire by really connecting with your ideal clients and letting them know that you understand them, that they feel seen, they feel heard by you, and that you get it. Like, you can tell when somebody gets it, right? And so that's what they're looking for. Do you really get it? And the only way to get it is to showcase that. It's not to feel like they should assume that you know. No, you have to showcase that. It's our job to demonstrate what we know and what we understand, right? And so that also gives them another piece of that on the bridge post is that it gives them a glimpse of your solution. Like, it gives them a chance to like, let me taste this. This is a great appetizer. Like, this is really good. Like, okay, there's something about this. Let me listen more. Let me lean in more. And then again, if you discipline yourself, guess what they're consuming? Other great content, other valuable content. And guess what happens? They simply say, you know what? Okay, I got it now. You know what? Let me take the next step. What's the next step? Reach out. What's the next step? Book a consult. What's the step after that? Sign up for coaching. See that? And that's all that you're doing. That's literally all you're doing. So, if this episode resonated with you in any way, please, right? Share this with one or two of your friends who are looking to attract higher caliber clients by nailing their messaging. And leave me a review on the podcast. Like, I really appreciate the listeners. Appreciate you listening, taking time out to listen. And if you do want something personalized and customized, reach out about Messaging Mastery or 9 to 5 Freedom. Those are two of my coaching programs. And let's find out how we can work together. Okay. All right. Take care. Have a wonderful day and a fantastic weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Messaging for Impact with your host, Queenette Wobodo. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey. If you found today's episode helpful, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower women entrepreneurs like you. Remember, your message has the power to change lives, starting with your own. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the strategies and mindset shifts that will help you leave a lasting legacy through your business. Until then, keep believing in your limitless potential and keep sharing your message for impact.